Now watch what happened when he said that. Y'all watch it now. Because I'm about to teach some things that's going to help us move from where we are. And the scribes and the Pharisees, as scribes and the chief priests heard it, and they sought that they might do what? You look at that. He taught them a truth, and here the folks that's supposed to be leading this now. They want to kill him. For they feared him because all the people was astonished at his teaching. And when evening will come, see, they were threatened. See, anytime, this is why you find a church. Let me just say this, and those that help people on, they're watching us too. Anytime you find a church or churches that will teach the Bible as it is, teach the word of God. I'm not talking about going and grabbing scripture, jumping here and there, make it say what you want to say and line up with your religious stuff. I'm talking about teaching what is written. And when you do that, you find churches are threatened by you. They'll call you all kind of names. Am I right? They will threaten you and ridicule you and call you this and that. You know why? And that's exactly what they did. They start trying to ridicule Jesus, threaten him, and all that. He didn't pay them no mind because he knew what he was sent to do. And he knew who sent him. And he wasn't moved by any of that stuff. And we got to get to that place. I don't care what they say. We're not moved by it. I don't care what come. I'm not moved by that. And we got members, and you know, it's sad that we have this going on, but if we don't correct it, if we don't bring some light to it, they're going to stay where they are. And every time a little something show up, they're going to run in the hole. We need some people that are going to stand up and say, no, you don't. That's far as you go. We're not going to have that. I'm not going to have that in my life. I'm going to have in my life what Jesus said. What this word is saying, this is what's going on in my life, not what somebody else opposed. Oppose or suggest or threaten with what's going to go on in my life is what Jesus said. And this is what he said, and I understand it. So I'm going to do this. So he want to teach them a lesson. Now watch it, verse 19. Are you with me tonight? And when evening was come, he went out of the city. And in the morning, as they passed by, they saw the fig tree, what? Dried up from the roots. And Peter, calling to remembrance, said unto him, Master, behold, look, the fig tree which thou cursest is withered away. All right. Now, you notice what Peter said, and I'm not sure, I guess you could say that, but I'm going to say it another way. I heard somebody say it, and it brought some light to me, to my understanding. Jesus really didn't curse the fig tree. He just spoke the trees in. No man eat fruit from you hereafter. That's it. And that was the end of the fig tree. That was the end of it. He spoke it in. Spoke the end of that tree, and it died. It died and never produced another fruit because it was over. It dried up from the roots because it just said it, didn't it? Isn't that what it just said? It dried up from the roots. And then Jesus made an astounding statement. And Jesus answered and said unto them, have faith in God. So, I don't think I would do any harm or damage to this scripture by using my subject, have faith like that. What he said, he turned to them, now y'all have faith like that. See, they saw the tree dry up from the roots. They were standing there when he spoke to it. They heard everything he did. And when they came back the next day, they saw the tree was dead. dried up from the roots. Then he took, when Peter said, "Whoa, Lord, look at that tree." He said, "Uh-huh." Now y'all have faith like that. Now you have faith like that. And then he went on, and look, now watch what he did. Then he went on to say, after he said, "Y'all, you have faith like that," he went on to say in verse 23, "For verily I say unto you that whosoever," ooh, that's when he brought me in. That's when he brought you in. See, he told them, "You have faith like that." Now he said it so you could be in it too. Now you have faith like that tonight. And what we have, I won't talk about other people. What I have not done to this degree is teach you, and I have not done for myself to this degree to have faith like that. You have faith. But I'm going to pull some covers, open some things up so you can grow your faith. Aren't we reading a book called The Exceeding Growing Faith? Isn't that the title of the book? Isn't that the title of The Exceeding? See, the Lord spoke something to me. Let me just, okay, Lord, I'll do it. I'll come right on down the line. Okay. I won't jump the gun. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So he said, "For verily I say unto you that whosoever," now you say it again. I know I had to say it before, but you're going to say a lot of stuff over and over again this year. Now you say, "I'm a whosoever." That's me. I qualify. And Jesus said that whosoever shall say to this mountain, "Be thou removed, be thou cast into the sea," and shall not what? Doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he saith should come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he saith. You notice he said, believe with your heart. Say with your mouth, what you say will come to pass. Now, I want to make this statement. And I believe E.W. Kenyon said it. I'm paraphrasing and trying to say it as close as I can to what he said. And he said, having to tell people in our generation, in this day, that you should have faith is a problem, because we have allowed ourselves to live in the mental realm so long till we don't really know what real faith is, the majority. There's some do. He said, for a born-again believer, once you're born again, you shouldn't even tell a person you should have faith, because God gave you the faith. It's right there in the Word. God had dealt to every man the measure of faith. It because of so much religious teaching and unbelief and reason. Now, you go to the average person, you ask them a question, "Is God heals today?" You know what? You know how many answers you get? You get more answers. "No, he doesn't heal today." I'm talking about, talk to some church folk. "Is God in control?" They'll say, "Yes, God's in control." I'm talking about church. Don't go to the center. I'm talking about the one that believes. I ain't saying they ain't saved. They just hadn't been taught. They've been brainwashed, should I say, to the point where they don't believe the word of God with their spirit. They're in their head. And you'll never get anything from God with your head. Faith does not work in the head. Faith is of the heart. And the word has to get in the heart before it'll work for you, spoken out of your mouth. Hallelujah.